Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, 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 Tua. Seems he can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560. WQAM. Take it, guys, up until 2 here on the program. Get to our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose where over 500 new Kia miles in inventory of the Sport, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. We talked about the Panthers, so we'll get back to them a little bit later on. Playoffs last night, the Knicks take a 2-0 series lead on the Celtics, erasing a 20-point deficit.
Again, I might add.
Put your mic on.
Again, I might add.
Again. Tatum. Go ahead, Vlad.
What?
You know what you want to do. How you feeling?
Feel good, but the mission's not done.
Classic undersell. Classic.
Hey.
No.
It's not classic undersell. It's you're up 2-0, still the defending champs. They win two games on the road because they're a great road team. Now you're tied 2-2. They get home court. Things can change.
Doesn't that suck about series though? Like as fired up as you can be about a win or a couple of wins or about getting home field advantage, you're still only halfway there. And all hell could break loose. Somebody could get hurt. Something bad could happen. So I get what he's saying, but, Vlad, come on, dude.
It's us, man.
You talking to me.
No, it's us.
You talking to me.
Yeah, it's us. That's why I'm not peacocking.
You talking to me.
I take two on the road. You got to win one home game the next two games to basically finish the series.
Right, but the Knicks have lost two games in the playoffs at home. Like if you notice this playoff, this postseason, dude, a lot of teams have been.
You know what? You know what?
Home court advantage is. It's like it is. It is the NBA is becoming hockey, where it's seeming like it matters less and less. I mean, the Heat have lost 8 straight at home, but they beat Boston and Boston all the time.
Yeah, bro. Am I happy? Absolutely. But do I know that this is still the defending champs and they can go off? Yes. So. Until we get four games, I don't care how we get these next two games to make it four. Until we see four games, mission isn't done. But it's good to see them lose.
Look, that is the benefit. Hey. If it's gonna, if Nick's happiness is gonna come, at the expense of Celtics' misery, then, you know, I'm here for it. The thing is with the, you know what it is though, like Leroy, are the Celtics, you know, for as long, because you know, like, look, this is like a 5-year run of them basically being at, you know, the very end of the playoffs. But even like last year, let's not forget what that run was like. No Jimmy, no Spida, no Halliburton. It was just like,
you know,
like
what?
They never got pushed. Everybody was, and everybody said it at the time. And the thing that was super annoying about it was the entire time they kept just saying, what about Tatum? And like every game, it was either Brown or Derek White, or Drew Holiday or Horford.
They're banged up, bro.
And I said, I would take, and we had this conversation last year. I would take Jaylen Brown. He's more of a dog.
I don't know about that now.
Dude.
That man can't go left.
He can't. And nobody, yet nobody stops him.
They have. That's why they've been limiting him. Like, if we take it, look, I'm not taking anything away from them. But their most important player for that team is Porzingis. Porzingis is the guy that he's the X factor. And when, if their shots are not going in, he can bring his tall ass down low and get them easy baskets in the paint. And he gives, and when he's down low, he's not that bad of a passer that he gets some better looks on their 3-point opportunities.
But he's been banged up all year. Like, he's got some kind of virus he's been fighting.
I don't know what he got.
I don't know what that is.
You know what I mean? But the fact of the matter is, teams know Tatum and they know Jaylen Brown. And if they're banged up, because Jaylen Brown is not, I'm not going to sit here and act like Jaylen Brown's 100% like he was last year.
No, they're banged up. But, you know, like, that's the thing is, like, wah. That's, you know, like, they basically. No,
but I'm not crying for them because look,
they basically got a ring last year on like every star on the team being out. It was a bull bleep run. And good for them. You can't take it away. But the thing is, everybody wanted to treat them already like a dynasty, and they weren't. And the facts are, like, even with that Heat series, you can say what you want to say about the Heat.
22 is there. It's a different matter.
You don't have Jimmy Butler. You've never beaten them. And now you're sitting here and be like, all right. Now you're a little banged up. Ain't so great, is it?
Well, I don't feel – here's the thing. I feel bad that guys get hurt during this time of year, but I don't feel bad for the teams that have to deal with injuries because everybody does.
Everybody does. Steph's out. Steph's now done. So, Warriors could be cooked.
And at the end of the year, when you crown a champ and you get your ring – ain't nobody going to care how you got it.
Yeah, but you want to know the thing that's annoying about them? They really did care about how they got it. And that was the thing.
They
that,
were like, finally.
That was the thing that was annoying about it was because, where's our credit? Where's our credit? We're facing the league. Tatum's the best. Yeah, well, we'll dictate that. Like, it just happens. And they just were like, oh, finally. He did the whole terrible, like, Kevin Garnett impression. It was like, am I supposed to feel good for you, like Tatum? I'm sorry.
You still win. Like, I don't care what the circumstances are. If I win a championship, like, yeah, I'm gonna be excited and happy.
Yeah, they
now,
are. But then
I can put it.
Then it's like, why aren't you more happy for me? That's how they treated it. Like, they couldn't just be happy with themselves.
They wanted you to be happy.
That mother bleeper.
They party down here.
That mother bleeper brought his trophy down here.
Yeah.
We're not your city. Why are you partying down here a day later? You want to come over the summer? Fine. That's fine. It's a beautiful place. You can't. The first. Where do I go? Miami. Go to hell, dude.
The enemy of my friend is my friend.
I told you I like Jalen Brunson sneakily. If he wasn't a Nick, I would like him.
I meant the enemy.
And he also terrifies me. I've been more terrified watching Jalen Brunson against the Heat in playoffs than I have been anybody in Celtics.
But that's because you saw it 2 years ago.
Yeah,
that's
great.
So you had firsthand experience. So that's it. But
and they threw everything at him. That team was that team had a lot of defensive dog. They threw everything at him. It doesn't matter.
So is Boston.
Hey, listen, Drew Holiday being banged up helps a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, like, Drew Holiday has been hurt most of the year, and you could see it at point in times when somebody, when Jalen break him off a little bit and he starts stumbling. Yeah, he's just giving you what he has, but he don't have much. But all that being said, I feel bad that they're banged up, but I don't feel sorry for him because everybody's experiencing that. It's that time of year. And there's nothing you can do about it. You say you can rest people during the year to kind of – you can't because you can't – you don't know when it's going to happen.
How about – you know, I don't know. This is just me, but, like, why doesn't Tatum's ass at, like – he's nearly 7 foot tall. Go bully some people for once.
You can't bully OG.
Like, get out of here.
Who is he going to
bully? You can't bully OG.
Who is he going to bully? Because they have a, they have enough size to deal with him. He ain't never just got around. He's got around a couple of people, but for the most part, they've been
there
in his
jump
face.
No, that team's whole identity is dumb. It's like the whole thing is like, let's just shoot a gazillion threes.
They won That's a championship that, like that, and you almost empowered them to do the wrong thing.
They won a championship against a bunch of battered teams. That's it.
But
hey, Dallas,
you know,
battered?
10 years from now, are you?
What's
still-
that?
Was Dallas battered? Kyrie was hurt. Was it banged up?
No. Yeah, they won against Dallas. Okay, good for them.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, no, I know you're saying the Pacers in the ECF. I think Halliburton got hurt. Second round, who did they play?
Oh, Spider.
Spider got hurt, right?
Yep.
And then they played
the Heat in the first.
And then they played the Heat. Jimmy, yeah, all the best players on the last year's on the teams that they played were hurt.
Yeah, but okay. Like, but Steph won. I mean, Warriors won, and Steph went out. So, yeah. Like, I mean, look. I'm beating who's in front of me. I don't care what your situation is. I'm trying to get a chip. And, like, I get you 100% correct that they got a break and that every star player on every team they played to get to the finals was hurt. But that being said, so what? Like, you, right?
Yeah, no, but, so but, what if you just take your W? Then don't tell me you're the face of the league. Don't tell me that you're the next Kobe. And don't tell me that you're that guy when you're not.
Right.
You're not. You were the fourth most important player. This is mostly Tatum. You're the fourth most important Celtic last year.
Right.
Every single game that he had, it was like 6 for 24. It was 5 for 30.
He's I get mad like, because every time he makes a damn shot, they have a parade. Even on TV.
Dude, you're bigger than everybody else. You're more athletic than everybody else.
And he's never in the paint.
You should be. Get out of here. Good. Just can't believe this has to come at the expense of the Knicks winning.
Well, you're in a lose-lose situation.
I'm in a very lose-lose situation. This is terrible.
I mean,
I'm stuck here.
But
I got Andrew Wiggins.
Here. But I would say this. You know for a fact you don't want Boston to win. Because then they're going to start talking about, oh, this is like a little dynasty. And
I just need the Thunder to win this thing. That's just what I need. I have no affinity for the Thunder. I don't care about the Thunder. I have no feelings of the Thunder. I just want the Thunder to win. Just because that's just what it is. Because I don't really love the Pacers either, to be frank with you.
So
I don't like Mark Boyle. They're
let me break it down. There's 8 teams left, and you're petty against 6 of them.
Yeah. Yes. All of the East teams, I don't care for.
I don't blame them.
The Knicks are number one.
Wait. We're
so
number
who's
one?
The?
Wait, we're
no,
number one.
Boston's
hold on.
Number one. Then the Knicks. Because here, you appreciate what Brunson does.
Even though
he's on.
I have more respect for their best player than I
but
do the Celtics.
Because when they say Brunson's a dog and Brunson's clutch, and you turn on the TV and that dude is that.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't what's happening with Boston. And they have put them up on the pedestal
the
for
Boston
the last
stuff
3 years.
More recent, but the Knicks stuff runs deeper. It just does. I can't help it.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I can't help it.
I'm just saying. So,
I'm not saying he shouldn't be proud of his team.
What about
he should
Indiana?
Be proud of his team. Indiana, I don't like their fan base. I like Halliburton.
F them Hicks.
I just don't like them. I don't like that city. I went to that city. It was horrible.
Yeah, I had to go
a terrible time. I hate their announcer, Mark. Mark Boyle, their announcer. You don't even deserve it. Shut up.
Who's Indiana's playing Cleveland? And all right.
Yeah, and we know Cleveland. Even though I love Spider, I'm a big Spider fan.
But now,
and they got Max Strus.
Can I say this? We love Spider. You would want Spider.
Of course.
Spider's never been on a second round of playoffs.
That's true.
So, if he were playing here, you would be mentioning that, right? But you still want him.
Yes.
Okay.
He's the only player I can remember in recent memory who will drop big games in the playoffs, and it still won't matter because he's going against another person who's having a big game or a big moment.
I think Spider and Ant are similar.
No, but at least Ant's won and had those big moments. Spider hasn't. Spider dropped 50 with Utah, and Jamal Murray matched him.
Yep.
Spider dropped 48 the other night, and everybody's going to talk about Tyrese Haliburton and his game winner. Like, every time he has big moments, somebody or something happens that's bigger than the moment that he has.
And then in the West, obviously, got the Warriors and Jimmy. Like, I don't want that. But if they play the Celtics and the Knicks, I mean, like, I'm going to be rooting for Jimmy Butler. I'm sorry.
Are you?
100%.
Oh, no.
100%.
Then we'll fight.
You're going to root for Boston over Jimmy Butler?
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
You're
silly.
Because let me tell you why. See, you call yourself a fan.
Mm-hmm.
You call yourself a Heat fan.
Mm-hmm.
That dude hurt your fandom. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you would wish him and hope he wins
over Boston?
Thou art spited.
You're not as real a fan as I am then.
Wait! Hey! No. If you asked a question, if it got down to Knicks or Celtics versus the Warriors in the finals, I bet you 90% of the people would say, I'd rather see Boston or the Knicks win instead of Jimmy.
I'm sorry, Leroy. You're wrong.
You're wrong. You're silly.
Do you understand, fan? You understand.
You're silly.
See, Leroy, you're an athlete.
He doesn't get it.
You're an athlete.
Somebody, they're all saying it.
You're an athlete.
Wait,
Leroy.
Here we go. Let me see it. Handsome Daffy says, Jimmy is dead to me. Hope he never wins a ring. Tobin is sounding like mid-2000s Knicks fan right now.
Okay.
Boston hate is greater than Jimmy hate.
Okay, you so are that, correct. That guy agrees with me.
Hey, idiot, if Jimmy wins, Pat would be embarrassed. You have to root for Boston.
You don't think that
Pat's love Jimmy. Colors don't matter.
Tobes, you're not true petty. I'm with barking down.
Actually, here's the thing, Fernando. You're not petty. Because if you really cared about it, a guy that you rooted for 5 years just left your team, you have that over a fan base and a team that you should have been hating since you were a child. A child. So you're not petty. Your petty is flimsy.
No.
Yes. You didn't really suffer the pain of what Knicks have done to you. You didn't really suffer the pain of what the Celtics have done to you.
Yeah.
Stealing Drew Holiday?
Yes.
You want to be sitting here and you want to be mad about Jimmy Butler, which, by the way, I told you exactly how that wouldn't happen. So I'm supposed to be mad at Jimmy Butler because, Jimmy Butler's mad about not getting paid? Shocking.
He ain't lying. I mean, Jimmy just wanted to get paid. He got paid. He would get his joy.
Saw it coming a mile away, dude.
Okay. I get Jimmy wanting to be paid. Okay. But how can you not be upset at a guy that quit on your team?
I am upset.
Fan of that team?
I said, everybody else I'll root for against the Warriors. I'm rooting for the Wolves tonight. Big time. Big time. I'm a big Ant fan. I'm going to be sitting there in an Ant costume with six legs. Mm-hmm. Lent's over. You can have at it. I will root for the Wolves. I will root for the Nuggets or OKC, whoever advances, should the Warriors be able to advance, which I don't think they will because they have no Steph Curry. But if they are able to do it and Jimmy is able to get the pick, I will root for any other team on the other side of the bracket. If we get to the finals and it is Cavs or Pacers, as much as I don't like them, I will root for them against Jimmy Butler. But Leroy, if it is the Celtics, you think I'm going to root for the Celtics to win another championship? Me? You think I'm going to root for the New York Knicks?
I understand.
For a guy I rooted for a long time and brought me a lot of joy. Yes, I hated how it ended. But I will never, look at me, look me in the eye. I will never, and I mean never, I will never root for the New York Knicks or the Boston Celtics. I don't care if they are taking on.
You're not as scarred as I am. I don't care if.
Let me tell you something. No. I am. I first of all, you've blamed me entirely for the evisceration of the franchise.
You started.
No. But I'm
and then you're gonna root for that guy?
I would root.
You're gonna root for that guy?
I would root for No, I'm rooting against. Here's the thing about you.
Handsome Davy says Tobin is correct though.
Leroy.
F the Knicks and the Celtics.
I would root for the aliens to invade us if it meant the Celtics or the Knicks hoisting a championship trophy.
Now relax. Say, come on. Now relax.
Hold I
on.
Will root for the aliens.
Relax. Stop.
Keyword rooted. You didn't have this same attitude when LeBron left and he brought two chips for us.
Yeah, but I've explained that.
What?
Because LeBron
was a free agent.
Quit on the team.
Yeah, he was a free agent.
First of all,
he's a free agent.
Okay. Here's the thing. First of all, he opted out. Second of all,
he has that option.
Okay. Second of all,
that's why it's called.
Second of all, go watch games 4 and 5 and see how he played.
What do you mean? What, against the Spurs?
Go watch it.
You're talking about game 4 and 5?
Coasted.
Excuse me. Time out. No. I'm not gonna allow that. You mean when playing with Dwayne Wade and his broken leg?
Oh yeah, poor Dwayne Wade actually having an injury instead of actually choking 2 years ago.
You talking about Chris Bosh?
Let me ask you something, Vlad. Whose crime is greater, choking or my body failing? What's a greater crime? By the way, I forgot, Vlad. You're right.
But he's still 28.
Let's not forget, Leroy, because I think you guys forget history. You can blame Dwayne Wade's knees, which were made out of porcelain. Okay, I'll do that. But only one player that series cramped up and couldn't finish a game.
Yeah, when he was dropping 30.
Did he finish the game or did he not finish the game?
Maybe.
Or was he...
No.
Sitting on the bench like this.
Because maybe when you're overusing so much damn energy carrying a bunch of 14 bums, you're going to do that.
Are you the greatest athlete on the planet or not, dude?
And he did. That's why you won the game.
You needed Mario Chalmers to save you in a finals game one time, too.
Hey, wait a minute.
Guess what?
When y'all won game two. Wait. Yeah. When y'all won game two because of him.
Hmm?
Because of
Chris
him.
Chris Bosh shot.
Man,
what?
Because I hate when, 2011,
but you won't acknowledge it.
I get it,
but you won't acknowledge it.
But 2014, when he's the only player who had the most points, rebound, and assists for the whole series, including the team that played some of the most beautiful basketball you've ever seen.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Because they shared the ball.
Kawhi Leonard got MVP of a finals for giving up 27,
Vlad,
8, and 7 on 55%.
Stop
shooting.
Box score watching.
Stop.
Did you see LeBron James?
I did.
Have you seen LeBron James in the video when Kawhi Leonard checks into the game in that series? And he's
because it's like, he's like, God, yes, damn it.
He was the best player in that series.
I got to go again. No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
LeBron was. It was just, he was with a team. Okay. Oh, my God.
You're so silly. You guys are, and you want to know something that's silly about this? This is the thing. This is the thing that annoys me with the LeBrons. And the Tom Brady's, as great as they are, they don't need more defense. They've already cemented their legacy. I will acknowledge, he's probably the best basketball player of all time. But you guys want to be like, oh, he just choked against the 2011.
I'm not. No, listen,
but you're sitting here. But
you're
sitting
right
here.
But 2014.
And you're acting that he didn't stat stuff, which he did. Because
stat stuff? He had
stat
to.
Stuff, dude.
Bro.
He
are
stat
you,
stuff.
Are you, you know
stat
what?
Stat stuff.
I know you got your favorite Heat players that you love.
Mm-hmm.
But in that NBA Finals, other than LeBron James, everyone on that roster stunk. Mm-hmm. No, you know what? They sucked.
Look, the Spurs were the better team that year, Vlad. But you want to know something? Here's the fact about it.
Leroy, the Spurs were the better team that year.
if the Spurs, even with those guys being better, still might have won that series. He has more of a loss of a finals than anybody, because there's no way, if LeBron James shows up to half the player that he is in the first year, that the Miami Heat don't win that first championship. And we've had to dance around the entire – I don't even know how we got here. We've had to dance around the entire time. Oh, he had to take a – Dwayne had to take a back seat. No, you took a back seat. You did that to J.J. Barea.
Can I – Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, but we're
just
not...
out of curiosity.
Yeah.
I just want, how can you be this angry
at LeBron
about a guy that won two championships?
Because you guys do things like this.
Hold on. And then say to a guy that would that had sabotaged your team that you would root for him.
Yeah, easy. Stolen McRib said it. Easy, because Jimmy said he had nice eyes. LeBron probably didn't.
It has nothing to do
with about his.
It has nothing to do.
I'm confused by that.
Okay, first of all, here's why. Because we all saw it coming a mile away. LeBron James hightailed it out of here and went back with a rat in Dan Gilbert. You can talk about contract all you want. That's fine. No one's talking about right. Yes, show up and do your job. But we all. But Leroy. Anybody with a brain saw the Jimmy Butler thing coming a mile away. We all did. From the time Pat told him to shut up, we all, that could be Frosty.
Dude, and I wonder who was the catalyst behind that.
Don't worry about that right now.
No. Due to you.
But the point is.
That's why it's rooting for Jimmy.
No.
Because
stop saying I'm rooting for Jimmy. I'm only rooting for him against the Knicks and Celtics. So stop changing that.
So you're rooting for Jimmy.
Only if they play the Knicks and Celtics. But, the facts are, he didn't. Weaseled out here and was like, come on, Dan Gilbert, let's go to the Rusty Pelican. I'm coming home.
Here's all I want to say in this.
You're weird.
I'm not weird.
You can feel the way you feel about LeBron or about Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what's confusing to me. How can you have so much disdain for a guy who won you two championships and took you to four straight, and respect the guy more that absolutely quit on the team?
If he would have played the Knicks or the Celtics, I would have rooted for LeBron. He didn't. They kept playing Toronto. Boxed in.
What do you mean?
They did play the Celtics.
And I rooted for LeBron.
In 2018?
Yes.
In 2017?
Anytime they played the Knicks or Celtics.
You never admitted to, oh my goodness.
I absolutely did. Oh. We did shows about it. That's okay though. You can act like it didn't happen. But I would never, ever, ever root for the Celtics. Bums. All of them.
And I'm going to say this. And this has nothing to do with what I think of Jimmy the basketball player. But it has everything to do with how the season ended, or how his stint ended here with the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
I can't root for him.
Okay.
Under no circumstances.
Yeah, but you don't have, but here's the thing. You, and this is where it's unfair, because we're not graded on the same. Okay, I love you. But you don't hate the Celtics and the Knicks. You don't. You're a appreciator of sports. You're a Heat fan.
No,
but
I'm
you're
a,
more of an,
I,
a, you're,
a,
you're,
a
you're,
Cleveland fan, I'm more
you
of a
don't
fan.
Have a hate for that team. It would be like if I had to tell you, you got to root for...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Jimmy or the Steelers, or if Jimmy was playing Ohio State. Exactly. Now your eyes just lit up and you got it. If Jimmy was the quarterback for Alabama and they were taking on Ohio State, I know you wouldn't root for Ohio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Don't root for Ohio State.
I wouldn't move for Alabama.
No, he did that. No, because he rooted for Ohio State in the title game.
No, he didn't. He was mocking Ohio State fans in the airport. He's a fraud.
You're a fraud, Leroy?
No. I was mocking Ohio State.
No, you're a fraud.
Here's what I said. I said Ohio State doesn't deserve to win a championship because they didn't even want their coach there.
Be honest, Posh. Minus one.
Don't switch this to me. We're talking basketball, you bum.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Man, you thought this thing was over during the break. Poor Vlad is editing, getting everything ready for the podcast. And guess who walks in? These two guys still talking about it. Sorry. You both have great points. But like I just told Leroy, Tobes, I feel like if LeBron stayed with the Heat, the Heat would win more titles. Pat would figure out ways to adjust and put the proper pieces around them for you guys to win. And that didn't happen. But Leroy's right. He was a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy looks at things because he's a former great athlete. He looks at things like, I put pen to paper. I negotiated this deal. This is how it is. If I play to the terms of my deal and I'm a free agent, I am free to do anything that I want. But as a fan who, you know, bled, cried.
It's amazing he's complaining about how he played in the finals and then complaining that he left.
Right. So, you know, you just want that person there. Like, that's so, you just,
You see the greatness. You know this is Riles. And that's the other thing. If he didn't do the, we never knew how the story about how he just paid Pat Riley no mind. You know what I'm saying? If this was a more cordial negotiation and breakup, nobody would be saying that. But because we found out he was watching World Cup games and not paying attention to Riles while Riles is coming with the whole presentation with the trophies and everything, you kind of, that's when you kind of knew, hey, it was over.
Hmm?
But that's it. But it's been 10 years. This situation,
which by the way, I have gotten over LeBron. Like, I don't hate LeBron James, and I don't like wish him ill.
Every time we bring it up, though, you
got PTSD.
I'll tell you this: if LeBron and Jimmy faced off in the finals, which didn't happen, I would have rooted for the Lakers. I would have, definitely.
But this situation is different, though. He still had 2 years.
He did.
On his contract that he's already signed.
What he did was
he's
wrong.
Looking for the extra 2 years. What he did
I'm
was
not
wrong.
For that guy.
So you can't. I can understand why you can't root for.
I'm
a guy.
Not rooting for him either, unless he plays the Knicks and Celtics.
There is no unless.
That's fine, but you don't
under
hate the Knicks
no
and Celtics.
Circumstances.
You're not in the same boat as me. We're not in the same boat. We don't have equal stakes.
Yeah, because I know what scar it is to a player. What a player scars a team. I don't care what the circumstances are.
Mm-hmm.
Under no circumstances, you quit on me. You quit on my fandom, thou art smited. I'm done with you. I don't care what your reasoning is.
Okay.
Just.
But you don't have the same stakes on the other side, though.
No, my stakes are with the Heat and only the Heat.
No. Then they're
yes,
not.
They are.
But then they're not. But then
why?
Because I don't want the Celtics and Knicks happy. And you just don't get
I
that.
I don't want Jimmy happy. Jimmy hurt this
Jimmy's
team.
Jimmy's happy already. He got his
Jimmy hurt back. This team.
He did.
I don't want him to get a championship.
Other things
never.
Hurt this team, too, though. By
I don't want to never. I don't want to never see him get a championship. You think you're going to win a championship without us? No.
Man, you really want all those Mecca bros walking
I don't
with the Larry
care.
Bryan trophy?
Long as it ain't Jimmy.
Imagine that.
Long as it ain't Jimmy.
Okay.
And let's be clear.
You need to
playoff Jimmy. Jimmy being a great player. True, true, true. I'm not calling Jimmy garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He is a great player.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did to this team. And how he quit on, not even the organization, but all that nonsense he was talking about his players and his boys, and then go out there on the court and do that?
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. He should have. He should have.
Nope.
He should have.
I ain't never rooting for that.
He should have been a man and actually faced up to some of the guys
no,
that he
would do as a man. Do
he
what you
out,
say you're going to do.
He went out like
he
a weasel.
He said, I'm going to go out and ball out. He should have went out and balled out.
Well, that.
He said it.
Okay, but that whole thing is just media talk. Like that, if you fell for that, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay,
like you believe in elves and unicorns.
Okay, elves and unicorns, not Jimmy.
Okay,
there, no, uh-uh.
But you don't have the stakes on the other side. Like that's why it's not a fair conversation with you.
Listen, I don't care how the past, how the Knicks have burned the Heat, and how Boston has burned the Heat. I don't care about that. They weren't in house. Jimmy Butler was in this house and killed the franchise from inside this house. You don't root for that.
Did that kill the franchise?
You don't root for that.
Did that kill the franchise?
Did help.
Or was the franchise already dead?
Okay. However, now you're making excuses. So
I'm not making excuses. I'm not making excuses.
Yes, you are.
But
you kind of sort of, because if you're saying the franchise was dead, then.
Right.
You
know.
I just think it's like, I get it. Like Jimmy did wrong. And I'm not going to root for Jimmy unless he plays the Celtics and the Knicks. That's it. You guys don't have that. Obviously, you don't, Vlad. You love the Knicks. But he doesn't have that. He doesn't get that side of it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not going to see eye to eye on this.
How did Leroy become Pope Petty and Toby become a petty altar boy? I just, like, I understand. Here.
Twitcher.
I understand under no circumstances can you root for Boston or New York. I understand that. I have that in my blood too. Okay? But if there's a player that has hurt me more, then I refuse to root for that guy. And that will have more precedence over a team or a city or whatever.
One person that'll make.
If Jim Harbaugh went and coached Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's Benedict Arnold.
Right.
You got to go.
Right.
That's not a good example because now you're double hating.
How'd you double hate him?
Because if he went to go coach Ohio State, he already hates Ohio State. So now he has betrayal and Ohio State like that.
How can I
it would be he has to go coach. I don't know. It has to be. He would have to. You would have to know that Jim Harbaugh point shaved a game. Like he played a worse quarterback.
Pete Carroll.
And then went to USC.
But I'm not mad. See, I'm not mad that Jim Harbaugh went to the NFL because guess what?
Of course.
Got a chip.
Yeah. We mean we would feel different if Jimmy had a chip. If Jimmy had a chip, he would have gotten an extension.
Would have?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, but he would have needed to play more games.
You keep throwing this games thing. Like, he did play in the playoffs. He got hurt. He did get legitimately hurt in the play-in game last year. Like, he didn't skip the play-in game. He hurt his MCL.
My whole point in this, and this is where I understand where Pat is coming from. If Jimmy had played 5-10 more games during the season, they may have not been in the play-in.
Maybe not.
And that's
I think that's lashing out as far as I made a bad trade. Tyler missed half the season. Mm-hmm. Duncan Robinson got hurt with the back. Terry Rozier sucked. And then hurt his neck. Like, he wasn't the only guy. Mm-hmm. I get it. He's the star.
Okay.
I'm not excusing what Jimmy Butler did. And I'm not rooting for him unless he plays the Knicks and Celtics. I'm rooting for Wolves tonight. This sounds like the Serbia-USA thing. Like, you're getting at me for a weird scenario that might happen. It's probably not going to happen. They're probably going to get gentlemen swept. They don't have Steph Curry.
I would hope so.
But you would acknowledge, if he's able to get them to the Western Conference Finals, look at me. If he's able to get them to the Western Conference Finals, he was kind of right. Because you're saying, oh, he's still not that guy. He's like, no, I still am. If he's able to beat this Wolves team with no Steph Curry.
If he gets Buddy Hield to the Western Conference Finals, I'm going to be crying. I'm going to be upset.
And my whole thing about this is that there are superstars that take pride in whoever's on my roster, hop on and go for the ride. Right?
And he didn't do that here?
He quit.
At the end. But he didn't do that here?
He did it 5 years. Come on.
Did it for 5 years.
Yeah, we can't.
I'm not, but I'm saying he quit.
Yeah, he did.
He quit.
He did.
When, like, that ain't going.
Take a break. Back after this.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Hey, WQM's Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, is back this Friday at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. Starting at 6 p.m., you guys can talk sports unfiltered with the QAM sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. And get a giant-ass projector there so we can all take in some playoff okey between Florida and Toronto. No registration is needed. Just stop on by Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. This Friday, it's free. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online, edmoresawgrass.com. You must be 21 or over to attend.
It's gonna be a big night now. Now that find out that it's going to be a projector and they're going to show the game on there.
Big night, Vlad. You're going to be boots on the ice, though, yeah?
I am going to be Jays on the ice,
That's going to be a big one. Big game coming up. Game 3, the Cats down 0-2 to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I feel like Cat fans, I think we're feeling like Celtics fans in a way. Like, it's like, yeah, we're down 2-0, but why are we down 2-0 when...
Well, they had we know the first game they got off to an awful start, right?
And then yesterday was a terrible penalty call. The terrible call.
Had the penalty calls. I think what's a little uncharacteristic is the Cats usually, when they get a lead, they usually lock that bleep up. And
it's not been happening.
It hasn't been happening. It hasn't been happening. Very uncharacteristic of the Cats. But I think that they got to get the benefit of the doubt. I think Bob does. I think the defense does. And I also think, like, I don't know how much this played into it, but remember the last game Aaron Ekblad came back, the first game, it wasn't that great. And then the next game, he was obviously awesome. So maybe everybody kind of falling back in line with those roles a little bit, I think, can help too, you know, because it's been a little bit of a weird scenario dealing with that as well, where he comes back, then he gets suspended. He said, by the way, he was aiming for the chest. I believe him. He's a good boy. Because Aaron Ekblad would never intentionally hurt somebody. He's a good boy.
Man, all bets are off in these playoffs.
They are all off. It's fun, though. I still had faith even yesterday. Like, late, I was like, even with the giving up, I still thought they were going to come back.
But here's the thing. I don't understand how, and maybe it's just the style of, team style of hockey they play. But the other team always seems to get an odd man rush. And it seems like the Panthers, man, when they get to it, they start peppering you. And it's like, how can they not score with the heat they're putting on this goalie?
It's crazy. Yeah, I thought they did good with a lot of things. I will say Marchand's been looking great. And that line, that finish line.
Yep.
Tremendous. He's honorary Finn now, Marchand.
How do we say his name in Finnish?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Come on.
Feels like there's got to be a...
this is what we come to you for. It's, you know.
Brad. How can you make Brad Marchand Finnish? Because, like, how do you make that to then Etu Lösterinen? That's a crazy name.
A2?
Yeah, A2 Lösterinen.
How many E2 Brute jokes you
talking about? I don't know. Does that mean, like, does that say the same in Finnish? Like, do they get that joke? You think Barkov's in with that one a lot?
Oh, come on. It had to, right?
That's a Barky knock knock joke.
Dude, they scored the second goal so quick in the second period.
I know.
And it's like, boom, and then a couple of minutes later, they tied it.
Then it seemed like every time they tied it, they gave up a goal, like,
immediately.
Yeah, and that's what's been uncharacteristic of them. But I didn't think that's the thing. It's like, I don't see a Panthers team that seems, like, dead in the water. They can't provide any offense. They've done pretty good. But, look, I got to give, like, Toronto's got a lot of firepower. They've shown a lot of chippiness. Usually that's been a franchise that's been able to wilt away. So I did think they played more physical than the Panthers last night, which is not something you see very often.
You think that had to do with the penalties that got called early?
I think a little bit, maybe.
Paul Maurice saying, hey, we got to quit the penalties, so they became less aggressive.
I think a little bit that had to do with it, and I think you just got to let them play free because you got to trust that your penalty kill is going to come through, which it has. I think
they've only given up, what, one
power
play goal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, man, you want to talk about nerve-wracking.
The PK? Oh. Yeah, man. It's not nothing.
Dude, yesterday was crazy, man. Watching the Knicks game and this game here.
I know. I was.
Depends on, like, no, for you.
I nearly broke the studio. I nearly tore the studio up, right? Because the Knicks took the lead right when we tied the game. Right when, who scored the game? Was it Lundell?
Lundell tied it.
Yeah, it was Lundell. And then it was like, I was like, oh! I just went crazy at the same time, and it's like, ugh. Then.
What's the delay right when out with TVs with radio? Because I remember it was.
It is a 30 to 40 second delay.
So you're hearing Plagans go crazy. And you're just sitting there waiting.
I'm hearing Plagans go crazy. I got the top TV watching the Knicks games. I'm going like this, but then when he goes crazy, I'm like, now you want to see the goal. So it's like you're waiting, but you also got to edit the goal at the same time, so that you can have it prepared. So yeah, it's a lot, man. It's a lot.
Well, Vlad will be there. But if you guys want to come check out Whiskey Stars and Cigars tomorrow, we will have a projector so you guys can enjoy all the sports festivities as well with us tomorrow. Check that on out at Tabacón at Plantation
Game starts at 7?
Walk.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Puck drops at 7.
Well
7:10.
7:10.
7-ish.
So that's when I'll show up. I'll show up maybe a little bit.
You don't want to get the food early?
I know. That's... Vlad.
They ran out last time?
No.
They ran
out of pizza, and I had to fight a taco.
See, here's the thing. This is the intangible versus tangible type of thing. So for tangibles, you got to get there and get the first 2-3 helpings of the food when it comes out because you know it's warm and everything. If you get there a little bit late, you might be getting the 4th and 5th, and it's not the best options. You know what I'm saying? It's what the menu says it is, but it's not the same flavor. You understand what I'm saying, Leroy?
No, I know.
Like, when you get there towards the end, it's like you got to scrape some things just to make...
Just to put it together.
Just to put it together. You don't want that. Not if you're drinking.
That's why when you come over to my house,
mm-hmm.
as a non-intangible and feeling the way Vlad feels, that's why the food is always hot when you get there.
Yeah.
Fresh. Everybody gets fresh food.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back to us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.